AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm not anyone's big sister.
You are.
Well, I am actually my little brother. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
To two girls.
And a baby.
With your hosts. Oh no, we don't say that.
That's okay.
With Megan.
Jade.
And.
No Enzo today.
Yeah, we've got no baby with us, but.
That's okay.
We're
he's,
here.
He's chaotic anyway.
Yeah, he is. He wouldn't really enjoy himself being here.
No, he wouldn't.
Although we've been, we've been hanging out because obviously you hang out with him all the time. You're his mother, but I've been hanging out with him a lot lately.
And he's obsessed.
Yeah, we'll get to that maybe in the Enzo update.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot to update on Enzo this week.
There is, to be fair. I feel like it's been a while since we've had a good Enzo update.
So yeah.
I'm excited for
this
one.
We've got a solid one. But before we get there, we'll have to get into our life lessons.
And this week we actually bought our organizer and have one.
Oh, I've had one for like a while now.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You can go first for a change.
Okay, so. I will absolutely go first. So I got my life lesson on TikTok. I've been on TikTok a lot lately. Anyways, that's besides the point. So essentially it was this girl and she was talking. So she's really successful. But before she became successful, she asked a successful person
how to be successful.
Yes, a lot of successful in the one sentence. But the advice he gave her was you have to be fast at making decisions. Mm-hmm. Because successful people may not necessarily be the smart, like they don't have to be the smartest people, they don't have to have all the money, but they are the people that make decisions quickly. Mm-hmm. Because if you ponder on a decision, it's taking you longer to get to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. And she gave the example that, she gave the example that, so if I take 1 week to make a decision, mm-hmm. but you take 1 day to make a decision, I'm going to get there way quicker because you're taking way longer to make a decision than I am, mm-hmm. or vice versa, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. So essentially, just make decisions quicker. And as well as that, right, when you take longer to make a decision, your decision is no longer based off intuition. It's based off
Fears,
you're overthinking. It could also be based off the opinions of other people.
Emotions.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that play into factor. And I know I am so bad at making decisions, as are you.
Yeah, we both would struggle with that.
We do.
Just indecisive.
So indecisive. We can't decide. We keep on looking from left to right.
What song is that?
Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah,
she's indecisive.
I couldn't. I knew I recognised it, but I couldn't pin it down.
Yeah, so there you go. If you want to be successful, get places faster, just start making decisions
faster.
Yeah, just make up your mind. Do you want to do it? Yes or no? Is that a good idea? Yes or no? Just do it and then you'll get to where you need to be.
Exactly. Love it.
That's my life lesson for this week and I'm passionate about it.
I can tell that, you know.
Yeah, it's because I'm really, it takes me long. So it was like one of those things that like really clicked with me and I was like, oh my God,
I need to start doing that.
Yeah. There you go.
Right, my life lesson I learned yesterday from you.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I did kind of learn it from you, the phrasing of it, but it's that everyone has more time than they think that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I know Molly May got absolutely slated for saying we all have the same 24 hours in a day, blah, blah, blah. But like,
her case is a little bit different than the average person.
Slightly, but like the statement itself is correct.
Yeah.
But I think because of who it came from, it wasn't necessarily.
Yeah, because she's got money and all this, like that kind of stuff. However, but it is true.
In like what made me realize we have more time is what you were doing. Basically, you were saying like you don't have time for like things after work. But then when you actually made the time, you actually had the time. And I was like, you know what? Everyone has more time than they think they do. It's just about like what you do with that time.
Yeah.
You need to prioritize. Like I often say, oh, I don't have time to work out. Oh, I don't have time to do this. But like, I do, I'm just choosing not to spend my time doing that.
Yeah.
So if you tell yourself you don't have time, you won't. But if mm-hmm. you say that you do, you will.
Yeah.
Basically.
It is. And that's exactly it, because it's the story you're telling yourself. And if you keep repeatedly telling yourself you do not have time, your brain is going to be like, yeah, no, I don't have time. Whereas if you actually take a step back and actually make the time, mm-hmm. and then you'd be surprised at how much you get done.
You actually can do.
Yeah.
Like realistically, 90% of us are either probably watching telly or scrolling.
Yeah, or like, just sitting on our beds doing nothing.
Yeah, when you could be like, I could be exercising or cooking a better meal than pasta pesto. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just say, oh, I don't have time for that. No, I realistically should say I don't have the energy for that.
Yeah, sometimes the meal side of things is a little bit of effort.
Uh-huh. And I do be a tired girl these days.
Yeah, but the only way to conquer that then is to be prepared.
Yeah, and sleep more.
And if you actually put time across, well, yeah, sleep more. Yeah. But if you put time there, you have to give yourself time to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're prepared, you get more time back.
Okay, yes.
You know, so say if on a Sunday you like prepared your meals for the week, right? That might take you 3 hours on a Sunday, but then it saves you
3 hours midweek.
Yeah. Perfect. Get your time back, and you'd rather your time probably midweek, because after work it takes up a lot of time of your day.
It does.
And then it gives you more time for yourself and things you want to do.
Exactly. Time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence. I love our life lessons this week.
They're cute, aren't they?
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed them too.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, and you'll learn a little something. But now we may go into our topic.
Yeah.
Which is?
Siblings.
Do you want to share how we came onto this topic?
Yeah, I will. So last week, Jade was staying over and we all went for a swim. And I had to convince Jade to dunk her head in the sea. And I was like, you can shower in my house, blah, blah, blah. Step meant her hair was all wet. And I offered to do your hair.
Yes.
So I got really passionate about doing the hair. I was getting like all the hairbrush then. I was going to plait it originally.
Yeah, but it wasn't planned.
It just wasn't working out. But when I was doing her hair, I just felt like her big sister. I felt like you were like Lexi, even though I'm not anyone's big sister.
You are.
Well, I am actually my little brother. But
just one person,
yeah,
but you are.
Sorry, I was thinking that a big sister is only to a sister.
Yeah, no.
I'm not David's big brother, like, I'm his big sister. But, like, I don't have any. Sorry,
you don't have any little sisters.
I don't have any little sisters. However, Lexi is kind of like my little sister, and I would have often done her hair, like, blow dried it and done all of that. So when I was doing your hair the other day, it just made me feel like that. And then we just got onto the conversation of having siblings. Because the two of us have grown up in busy households.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday you were actually talking, and I never kind of thought of that, is that you were an only child at one stage.
I was, only for about 3.5 or 4 years, so I don't really remember. But I was explaining how, like, I know what it's like to have like one sibling and also three siblings, whereas you've only ever known a life with what, like, five?
Yeah, there was always there was four people before me, so there was five of us, and then I was the youngest for 6 years before David came along.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it's mad. Like, I don't know a life with any less people.
You don't know a quiet house,
no,
really.
No, not at all. So growing up, there was six of us, and I'm the second youngest. It goes boy, girl.
Girl, boy.
No, it starts off with a girl.
Oh.
Girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy.
Oh, mad.
Yes, and then Lexi is the next, so Lexi's my niece.
So the next person has to have a boy.
So yeah, the next person has to have a boy, yeah, because Lexi's a girl.
Have a baby, Megan. I'd love you to have a boy.
Oh, no. I have decided I'm not going to have babies for another maybe 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
There's a few things I want to get done before then.
Can you do them quicker than that?
No.
Okay.
I want to go travelling. I need to save up to buy the house, maybe get married, and then have babies.
Okay.
I would love to have babies at the same time as you, but where I'm at in life, I've been stressing about this for over the last few weeks.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But also, if I get as many children as I want to get, some of our kids will be the same age.
Yeah, they will. And I have been converted to think that I want four children rather than just two.
Okay, amazing.
Because, yeah, I grew up in a busy house, so I need to have a busy house.
I think siblings are important for, like, personal growth.
Oh, yeah.
Siblings shape who you are. And I also think, like, me being the oldest and you being, like, among the youngest, we would have had very different, like, sibling experiences.
Oh my god, that's so true. Like, everyone would be kind of looking up to you, and you'd kind of be like the mammy,
the example setter.
Whereas you, so like, you would have been Alwyn to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is crazy.
Actually crazy. I never thought of that before, because obviously I'm older than you, so I never thought about where you fell in your family.
Yeah, I'm number one.
Mad.
So that's why, like, my mom would often be joking, like, Jade's 24 and she has a baby and she's buying a house, like, that's the standard now, that's what you all have to do. And I'm like, no, you do not. Don't feel any pressure.
They probably will all follow in your footsteps. Not all of them, but like,
it.
Maybe not.
Even like for like the leave insert though, like however many points I got, Mom was like, right, Julian, you have to beat that now. And then she'll be like to Michael, right, Michael, you have to beat those two. But like,
yeah, yeah. But it kind of is true, like in terms of the example. Now, I know Alwyn had a baby and none of the rest of us have had babies, but a lot of my family have gone traveling or and are doing things and whatnot. And nobody has kind of settled down as such yet.
No. Well, two of them are getting married.
Yeah, two of them are getting married, but...
abroad.
No, they're all living... everyone's living abroad. Well, three of them are engaged.
Oh, you're prepared.
Edward and Sophie are engaged as well.
Yeah, Edward and Sophie, Eva.
And then James and Catherine. Their weddings this year, like.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones I forgot about.
How?
I think James and Catherine are Edward and Sophie.
Nah, okay.
Like when I... yeah, I think I picture the wrong people with the wrong names.
Yes.
If you get me.
I get what you mean.
But yeah, I think siblings are great. I think, no offence if you're an only child, but I think it'd be such a lonely, boring life.
It probably would be. However, you would get absolutely spoiled rotten by everybody.
Oh yeah, and you wouldn't know any different. But I also just feel like only children maybe grow up a bit faster because they're always around adults.
Yeah, like when I think of Lexi, who is an only child, all of her, she's grown up around all of us and yeah, she's very mature for her age and has been like for years, but she's great.
And there's actually someone else, I can't remember who, that I was talking to and I was like, do you mind being an only child? And they were like, no, because I have like my cousins and my friends, but then I don't have to share my stuff.
That's so true.
And I was like, yeah, it's so true. Like,
there probably is, there is obviously perks and benefits to both. And because if you're an only child, you don't know any different, then it's, you're fine normal with it. Whereas we don't know any different than having brothers and sisters, so we love it. Therefore, we couldn't imagine it not having it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'd never wish to not have it either, because I love my siblings and I loved growing up with them. And sure, we absolutely used to kill each other.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. We'd all be fighting. Well, yeah.
I don't think me and Julian, my like brother closest in age to me, ever fought. Maybe we did, but I can't remember. But me and Michael, who I would probably be like closest with now, we used to fight. Like, he used to make me cry daily.
Yeah.
Like daily. He was so horrible.
Little rude ass. So I think ours, like me and Eva used to share rooms. Okay. And I think it was just like, there no, it was just sibling, yeah, like bitching, no, and no fighting.
Meanness.
No, nothing like malicious. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You're just, that's just what siblings do.
Yeah, it
is. You just get on each other's nerves and wreck each other's heads.
Yeah, but did you used to like physically fight?
No.
Okay, yeah. Because some siblings actually like physically fight.
Oh, well, I don't remember physically fighting now. My mother could say different, but...
no, like, I'd say you'd remember.
Me and my sister now, Alwyn, like, I don't think we fought that much. It was more so me and Eva, or me and my brother Edward.
Okay.
They are the closest. Well, David was obviously close in age to me, but he was younger. Mm-hmm. And I probably would have fought with him, but I don't really remember. Nothing sticks out.
Okay, sorry, I was going to ask you something, but I know you weren't done.
Oh yeah, so I was going to say, me and Alwyn used to do this thing. Now, we weren't fighting, but like, we'd be like pulling the cheeks off each other. You'd be rolling around on the ground, like pulling the cheeks off each other. It was so painful, but we couldn't stop laughing.
Oh no, I think I'd hate that.
Like, it was just a bit of crack.
That would be painful.
It was painful, but like, it wasn't, we weren't like trying to hurt each other. We were just doing it because it was funny.
Okay, yeah, fair. That is kind of funny. What was I going to say though? Were any of your siblings moved out by the time David came along? What's the age gap between the oldest and the youngest?
Oh, good question. Well, Alwyn is actually David's godmother. So Alwyn...
oh.
Give me 2 seconds now till I do the maths.
That's okay. That's absolutely mad though that your sister is your godmother.
Yeah, 14 years, yeah.
14 years is a bit mad. And obviously there's only 12 between me and Willow. But like, I feel like as much as I'm the oldest, and usually the oldest would be the like the influence setter, whatever that is called, example setter.
Yeah.
I feel like my siblings have like influenced me and helped me be who I am today as well. Even though I feel like people would always assume the oldest person does that. But like...
yeah, but I
even
think...
even music, like...
I think like, say growing up when they were younger than you...
mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, they're still younger than you now, but when they were like more like children, like,
yeah,
that you probably had more of an influence on them then. Whereas now that they're growing up and they have their own opinions, they have their own tastes, they have their own friendship groups and access to other things. And as well as that, when we were younger, we didn't have access to half the things that they, your siblings,
oh, yeah, no,
do now.
They teach me so many things. Like, I remember them thinking it was absolutely hilarious. They were going around saying skibbity toilet and I was like, what the fuck is that like?
Yeah, no, that's just ridiculous.
That's simply brain rot. But it's even things like that that I'm like, how do you know what that is and how do I not?
Yeah, doesn't it make you feel a little bit old?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about old or just like uncultured in today's world.
Yeah, old.
Yeah, okay, old.
We're not up to date with what's going on, all the youngins. Like,
no,
we're old.
No, that. I'm young. You're no, young.
I thought you were going to tell me I was old.
No, I'm... Are you mad?
I am old.
You're not old.
I don't want to talk about
you
it.
You need to stop saying you're old.
I know, because I'm really feeling it. Like,
you're
not
the baby of your family. You're the baby girl.
Oh my God, I am the baby girl.
You're the baby girl of your family. You're just a little baba.
I'm a little baby, just toddling along, doing
exactly.
life. But I do think my siblings have definitely had an influence on parts of my life, mm-hmm. yes.
Even like, oh, the other day when we were shaving our legs.
Oh yeah, I was literally going on, that's just how my sister, so I essentially
taught me how to shave my legs.
Yeah, well, this is just how I've always shaved my legs, because that's what I watched, that's what I saw my sisters doing, was put the, you shave them before you get into the shower. So you shave and foam and obviously wash it, shave your legs and then get into the shower and wash whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas you'd only ever shaved your legs in the shower.
Yeah, and I most of the time wouldn't even use shaving foam, I'd just use conditioner.
Oh,
I know.
What? Like, shampoo would be better than conditioner.
Why? Conditioner is smooth and slippery, like.
I know, but shampoo kind of gets a foam on, whereas conditioner doesn't.
Yeah, no, not at all. So then when I shaved my legs your way, I was like, this is smooth as shit, like.
Yeah.
I was so, my legs were so smooth. It was unreal.
There's your life lesson for next week.
True. Well, now you've got it this week. But yeah, I think like even those kind of things, or even like beauty standards and that kind of crap, like.
Yeah, like, so you are looking up to the people you looked up to growing up, were like your mother and your aunties, and they didn't really wear much makeup.
No.
Whereas I would have grown up with, I suppose around like all my friends would have been wearing makeup, but like I would have seen my sisters getting mm-hmm. ready for parties and putting makeup on, doing their hair and all that.
Yeah.
So I would have been definitely influenced by them, whereas you were definitely influenced by your aunties.
Yeah, oh, 100%, and mom, and probably my nanny as well.
But then you think about, like, obviously we were saying this yesterday, that Willow is so different than you.
Willow is crazily different to me.
Yeah, and she's really into makeup and stuff. But I would imagine a lot of that is because
Social media.
Because mm-hmm. even Lexi is really into skincare and stuff. And I know Alwyn, her mom, would be into skincare and everything. But at that age, we never would have been into skincare.
No, I wouldn't have even known what moisturizer was at the age of 13, no. I don't think.
It's actually crazy. Like, it's crazy, like, that we would have been so much influenced by the people around us, the older people, whereas now, when you actually, like, when I'm looking at my siblings, because we're all older, we were all probably influenced by each other, whereas your siblings are younger.
And they're influenced by like social media and stuff. Yeah, it's
rather
mad.
Than what's around them. I actually only think about this.
Me
now.
Too. I've never thought about that, because like I don't think Willow would look up to me and be like, oh yeah, I want, not like, oh, I don't want to be like Jade, but I don't think she'd be like, oh yeah, I want to be like Jade. Like, she goes around with like eyelashes, fake tan, her hair done. Like, I'm pretty sure Willow is probably the reason I slick back my hair, because I borrowed her gel once and I was like, yeah, this is unbelievable.
So
like,
she's influencing you now.
Yeah, like, we're working the opposite way. It's the youngest influencing the oldest, which I feel like that's just the way the world has gone now.
But I do think that it does happen that the youngest person starts influencing the older people, because the younger people, like, not the younger people, but the younger generation, they're up to date with all the fashion and stuff.
Yes.
So then the older people try to copy the younger people.
Yes. We've just
to feel younger.
Yeah. That's funny.
But yeah,
I love having siblings though.
No, so do I. And it makes me sad
siblings.
Now.
Why?
Oh, because I don't get to see them half as often.
Actually, that's because they're halfway across the world. I know. You're going to see them at the wedding.
Actually, yeah, in like a month. Oh my God, 6 weeks.
You're going to have the time of your life.
I am, but I have no outfit. But I did actually see something on Next that I thought was cute.
Okay, there you go. So.
But I may go have a look to see if. See, they had like regular and petite, and I would say I'm petite, like, because I'm quite short.
Mm.
But the petite is out of stock.
Get the regular then.
And see, yeah.
Send it back.
Yeah.
That's a little side topic, but did we tell them about my Birks? Because they've since arrived.
Oh, yeah. Did we tell them about the Birks last week?
I think we could have told them about
Did you the open the package?
No, you haven't given it to me yet. And I haven't
oh, it's just
it.
In my bedroom on the floor.
We'll open the Birks after the pod and update you again next week, but yeah, we're in a size 11.
Size 11. So they're surely not going to fit. Like, we are such gooses.
I'm praying to God that they fit me just by some chance that it's like a US size 11 and it's actually a UK 7.
Yeah.
It's not, though.
Fingers crossed.
But, like,
yeah.
Please, God, just let them fit me.
Yeah, maybe they just sent the wrong size and yup, the universe and
yeah,
all that
I'm
kind of stuff.
I'm praying they sent me the wrong size.
Because the ones that you ordered were quite girly ones. Not that girls can't have size 11 foot.
They don't. They
so
don't.
Maybe it's something weird because it's from the Netherlands.
Maybe
it's coming
they're
from.
Unisex shoes, though.
Oh, Birks probably. No, Birks definitely are unisex shoes.
Well, then it's a men's.
But I know, but the style is very girly. Is
oh,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. Yeah, okay.
Like, it's the one where it
wraps
around your like big toe. Yeah. I can't imagine a man. Like,
no, me
I
neither.
I mean, each to their own. Anyone can wear what they want. However, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, they're just girly shoes.
Anyways, right, let's get back on topic, will we?
Yeah, so I know we're talking about siblings and you're saying you miss yours. And I feel like I'm like pre-missing mine because I'm going to be moving out soon.
Oh, yeah.
And not that I was like dreading.
She'd already moved out.
No, I haven't.
But like, I mean, you already had.
Oh, yeah, like I had moved out and like accepted my life. And then not that I was dreading moving home, but I was like, it's going to be so weird to move home after being moved out for so long. But now that I'm home, I actually kind of love it. And like, I love being around my siblings and stuff. And now to leave them again, like, not that we never, like, we didn't get on, but when you're younger, like, I think I'm not moved out when I was 18, but like, I went to college in Dublin.
Yes.
And then I kind of didn't really move home. I did for COVID, obviously, but like,
yeah.
Do you know?
You didn't experience them as teenagers, really. Yeah. You've only ever experienced them as children. But like, the friendship that you form once people grow older is completely different.
It's so different. Yeah. And now it's like,
I can so relate.
Like, I'd hang out with Michael every night, and now I'm like, what are we actually going to like? Actually
you're moving up the road,
I'm
Jade.
I'm moving up the road, I know, but like, I'm not going to be seeing them every day.
I know, but sure, they just can call up, you can call down.
Yeah, no, I
can guarantee you will see each other.
No.
If not every day, every second day at least.
Ah, no, I wouldn't say so.
Why not? I guarantee Michael will be up the whole time.
But sure, think of the fact that I have to work. Should I be here?
Yeah, that's so true. So you don't even see him all the time anyways.
I know, but like, I just think it's going to be a weird change.
I can't believe you're going to be in a house. Did you tell the podcast that?
No, probably not podcast. I'm moving into my house on August 2nd.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, very, very exciting. Also, like, I'm just not even like trying to think about the fact that I'm moving in, just because God knows like what could happen.
I know, but that's, you know, that's the way you're always going to think. So just think.
I think it's really, really exciting, but I'm also not letting myself get carried away. Just God forbid there's any more delays, because I thought I was going to be in freaking like May.
Yeah, well, look, you're just managing your expectations.
Exactly.
Which is a really good thing to do,
so
because
there's my life lesson for the week after. As well.
Yeah. Jesus. We are full of life. I remember this happened last week as well.
But yeah, I do think it'll just be weird not seeing them every day. As much as I like don't even see them every day now, it's the fact that it's like official, like, yeah, you won't.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
No.
I won't be living there, like.
Yeah,
but I
think
telling Michael to move in with us.
No, that's my room.
Yeah, so true. It's Enzo's room, Megan's room, and Michael's room.
Yeah.
And there's no mattress, I've only remembered.
Okay. Well, we'll get you a mattress.
Yeah, we'll get a mattress.
Anyone,
anywhere.
Any mattresses, let us know. Well, like, you can't listen to a voice message. We're busy.
Yeah, okay, fair.
If he sends you a text message, fair enough. Like,
yeah.
You clearly can't answer a phone call, so you can't listen to anything. So
that's so true.
But, like, as much as, yeah, no, I do miss my siblings, and you'll obviously miss them a lot too, but then when we do see each other, like, we do value that time a lot more. Like, mm-hmm. Even at Christmas time, when, like, obviously at Christmas, right, there's always fights at Christmas. I don't know about in your
really?
House. Ah, yeah, there'd be like someone at a storm off or something had happened, there'd be a fight. Whereas as we got older and we didn't get to see each other, there'd never ever be any silly fights anymore.
Okay. No, I don't think we ever fought at Christmas.
No.
I don't
lucky.
Think we were big fighters, bar me and Michael.
Yeah.
But like, we're also very similar, apparently.
Okay.
So yeah, we'd clash. But yeah, no, I don't think we ever used to fight. What did you be fighting about? Like,
I can't even remember. Just stupid things. They're being wound up. Like, you know when they're winding you up and you just get angry and you'd storm off, like, and sure, I was like a little drama queen when I was small. Still am.
I was going to say, what? No, I'm joking.
So imagine me as an adult, just that times 10 when I was younger.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but
good times, though.
Good times.
I wonder, like, did you used to go on family holidays?
I was literally thinking about that, and there now, as you literally said out loud, you don't even realise when your last, like, family holiday is, or when the last time you're all going to be living in the house together.
Yeah, it's mental.
My last family holiday. See, oh yeah, well, like, we'd go down to Ballyhoig every year, which was always the tradition.
You still do that.
And we still do that. And then, like, Eva was home. Everyone was home like 2 or 3 years ago, and we were all in Ballyhoig together.
Okay.
So kind of a family holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But like the only ever ones that we went, I think maybe on 2 holidays abroad.
Okay.
But like all of our aunties and uncles and cousins and everyone would be there.
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah, they'd be the best things ever. Like, I loved family holiday time.
We did those, but we don't. the last time I sent it on the podcast, we tried to arrange it and then no one wanted
no
to go.
No one was interested, which is devastating.
I know, yeah.
Well, you could just start coming to Ballyhoig with me and my family and start a new tradition.
Yeah, true.
You could, honestly.
The O'Regan and O'Byrne Meyer Olympics.
Who's the O'Byrne?
I don't know. I just got confused.
Well, it'll just be the O'Regan Olympics.
Okay, fine.
I'm sorry. We're not introducing Byrne or Mar into it. Byrne is my second name and it's not added into it. It's O'Regan.
I'm only joking. We did used to go to Trebolgan every year, but I'd say the podcast already know about that now.
I never went to Trebolgan.
Oh, Megan, it's unbelievable.
I always used to hear great things about it when I was younger.
Like, I always said when I was younger going to Trebolgan, I was like, when I'm like 18, I'm going to bring Willow back here and like me and her are going to have a girls' holiday. Sure, when I was 12, I used to think like 18 was like adult. Like,
oh, yeah.
What was I thinking, 18, being able to bring my little sister to a family resort? Like, absolutely not.
Insane. But
it's
like,
so funny.
It's crazy that you have then so many different, like, you know, some people would have went like abroad and they would have made families abroad. Simon, like, and his family, they had a house in Dunmore East. So they all just, he has this whole other life that he had when he was younger, like in Dunmore East, and all these friends he would have made. Do you know?
Was that his holiday?
Yeah. I think they might have went skiing and stuff. Yes, I know. Insane.
That's so funny. But they had the best time ever, I can imagine.
You see, like, that's it. Like, you'd still have the best time of your life no matter where you go.
Yeah, because it's just not home and you're like in holiday mode.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I do think my auntie and uncle used to take like me on holiday with my cousin because she was an only child for a good while actually, and then they started bringing Julian because her and Julian were closer in age.
Oh, and you then got booted off the holiday.
I got kicked off the holiday.
Rude.
But no, that's okay.
But even your cousins at times then are like, they're not
siblings.
They're like siblings, but they're like your best friends that you don't get to see as often, but like your besties when you do see each other.
Oh yeah.
But like the way we're saying of like, you know, when you're younger and you're friends with different siblings, when you grow up, your friends are different cousins then as well.
Yeah, I just wish I was like closer with my cousins, but I was really, really close with, I have like two boy cousins who are brothers. And I think probably when I was, maybe when Julian was born as well, but when I was an only child, I know I would have hung out with them a lot.
Yeah.
So they would have been like my siblings. And then once they got to like 12 or 13, they just had no interest in me anymore.
Oh, well, that's a bit rude.
And we kind of, not that we stopped being friends, but like I wasn't invited over every weekend anymore and we didn't like go on holidays and stuff anymore. But
that's so heartbreaking.
I know, yeah, devastating. Absolutely devastating.
Yeah, I would be so hurt.
I know, like,
God, I'm being so dramatic. I told you I was a drama queen. I would be so hurt.
No, like, I'm not hurt, but like, it would be nice for us to be closer. But then I would be like, I have my other cousin, Ella.
Yeah.
She's like 20. But yeah, I think there's just odd. There's not that many of us anymore. Like, there was like five of us that were like my age and like down to Ella, who's 20. But now there's like heaps of them and they're like between like 4 and 10. And I feel like,
yeah, but you're not going to be hanging out with those.
No, but I'm like, bring back the days of when we were children.
Yeah, well, bring us all on holidays though again.
Yeah.
But see, that's what happens when you become an adult.
You just stop doing shit.
Yeah, you don't have time to do shit. You don't even have time to see your friends half the time. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but we should all just book a week off and go on a big family holiday.
Yeah, I'd love that. Well, I probably am going on one.
You are probably going to go on one.
I'm
so
sorry.
My family have no interest.
Again, I told you, come on the O'Regan family holiday.
I nearly actually would, you know, me and Enzo. Enzo taking part in
sports. My mum would only, yeah. He would have the best time ever and everybody would only love him.
Will we? What age will he be? He'll be 2 next time you go, will he?
Yeah. Well, like, it is happening this year, but I don't even think I'm going this year.
Why would you not?
I think I'm going away with work.
Fair. When
is it? It's the first week of August.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be around this year either.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait till next year.
Yeah, so he'll be 2, so he'll be absolutely bombing around.
Yeah.
But yeah, that could be that for siblings, could it?
I
feel like we've chatted loads about
it. I can't even think of anything right now.
Nah, me neither. I was going to try to think of some of my favourite memories, but I can't even think of any. To be honest,
probably just like playing hide and seek and playing games. Like, me and my brother Edward were like best friends growing up because there was only a year between us.
Mm-hmm.
And mum and dad had a like king sized bed they'd only after getting it. And we would like, we'd watch WWE in my babysitter's house and we'd come home and that would be our arena and we'd be wrestling each other.
That is so funny.
And I feel like a lot of my memories, well, they're with everyone, but a lot of the memories that stick out to me are with Edward.
Oh, that's lovely.
Like, even if you go through the photos, it's just the two of us all the time. And another memory, this is just a Christmas memory.
Mm-hmm.
I got a buggy for Christmas, I think. Did I tell this story before? Anyways,
I don't know yet.
I loved buggies, babies, all that stuff. So me and Edward were pushing it up and down the hallway at each other. And I pushed it, and did he? I think he must have moved out of the way and pushed it, and we broke the glass in the porch door.
Oh no.
We were always doing things. And like, even like one thing, remember those sticky aliens?
Yeah, we used to throw them up on the roof.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We were we'd be down in Mum and Dad's room, always playing in Mum and Dad's room, because it was so far down the back of the house.
You could do
whatever you want. And it feckin' got stuck up on the roof. Oh, and we were like, oh my God.
We used to have black rats. Black gooey rats, and we'd stick them up, and there'd be black marks all over the place, and we'd be killed.
Yeah, you get in so much trouble.
Do you know what I actually just remembered as well? When we lived, not in the house that we live in now, in their house before that, we had like a wall in the kitchen, and we were like allowed to draw on it, and all of our friends would come over and we'd just draw pictures and write names and all that kind of crack. And I think that's just so cool. I'd love to do that.
That is so cool. I'd love to do that as well.
And then, like, I don't think we ever did, but like every few years you could probably paint over it and
start
again.
Yeah, and then start again, yeah.
Which would be unreal.
Because you always would have the urge to write on a wall when you're a child.
Yeah, oh, sure they do.
So do adults when you think about it. If you go into any toilet in any pub, there's writing everywhere.
Drunk adults are just children.
Yeah. Well, adults are just children, basically, in general.
Are. Yeah, we are, no, to be fair. I think I also had, like, do you remember blackboard paint? I think I had, like, a blackboard wall in my room as well.
Oh, deadly.
Which is unreal. That would be to do with the siblings, dream. But yeah, anyway.
I'd love to be a child again. I'm actually going to start crying now.
Ah, would you stop?
I miss my family.
Go home to them.
But there's no one home.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you'll see them in 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks. The countdown is on.
Yeah, and you're going to have such a lovely time.
Yeah. That is true, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is it. Yes. Okay. Let's do an Enzo update.
What was the update that isn't the biggest one?
Oh, that he loves me.
Oh, that he's obsessed with you. Yeah, like, he's obsessed. But will not say your name. Well, he did today.
No, and he'll say it every... No, he says Meg at times.
At times.
I've heard it, but he... Like, Jade will...
Everyone.
Yeah, Jade will be like, say Willow. And he'll be like... Low, and then he'd be like, say Jules, say Mike, and then it's like, say Megan, nothing, absolutely nothing.
You just, yeah, I don't know why.
But with that said, last week he became my best friend.
Oh, obsessed, and hanging out, yeah.
I was like, he was leaving to go to off with Reese, but he was crying and he was putting his arms towards me. And I said, like, you know, as bad as it is that he's crying, I'm delighted that it was over me.
Oh, 100%.
And he was in Jade's arms. He was reaching for me. This has never happened before. Literally dragging out of my leg. Yeah.
Literally yesterday, I don't know where we were, maybe in your kitchen, and he was just walking around you in circles, just stuck to you.
Yeah.
He's just obsessed with you recently.
I think you just... accidentally leaked the other Enzo update.
Oh shit. I did. He can walk now. He's been walking since this is going to be coming out on Monday, so it'll be Monday like 2 weeks ago. He'll be walking nearly 3 weeks.
It's the cutest thing ever.
So funny. He's like a little penguin.
He is. He's like hobbling around. Do you know what he's like? He's like a drunk man.
Like, yeah, like a drunk old man. It's so funny. I love it though. We brought him to Kaleidoscope on Sunday and he was taking like a few steps and I was like, oh, if he could walk now, he'd have the time of his life. Start walking the next day.
Ah, typical.
I was like, you're just a shit.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to. He said, I couldn't be arsed today.
And so fair, it was raining and grassy and all that crack. But yeah, he's really good at walking now.
He's
absolutely
brilliant.
Loves it. He flies around.
He just be legging it around.
He literally, yeah, runs around.
Like,
he's like a little speed magnet or something. I don't know, he's just cracked.
Because he's been waiting for this moment ever since he came out of the womb, Jade.
But he has, to be fair. But you know what? He's been able to walk for so long, he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because he could walk holding your hand.
He just didn't trust himself.
He didn't trust himself. So he's well able to walk. So he literally went from walking to running in the space of like 2 days.
I'd say that was his goal. He just wanted to practice walking. And then he's like, I could just run. Forget about the like strolling part. I need to run. And
yeah,
you know what? That's
so
actually
funny.
A good thing. Because at least he's not really slow going around the place. Obviously, he's a little bit slow, but not as slow as your regular walker.
Yeah, no, he's advanced, as we like to say on this podcast.
He is. He's an advanced baby.
Yeah, he's funny now. I can't think if there's any more updates. He's good.
He's loving
life, flying around,
loves animals.
Still loves his food, loves animals. Did I tell the podcast he got headbutted by an alpaca? Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, hilarious. What else? I don't think that's anything. There's anything else to tell about him, to be honest.
And do we have our topic for next week? I think we do.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
Our episode for next week. Foods and being a fussy eater.
Oh, yes.
The diary of a fussy eater, basically.
Yeah, because the two of us are really fussy eaters. So.
And as much as people might think it's inconvenient for them, try to be the fussy eater.
Yeah. Don't even come to me. No, do you know what?
We'll save
it for next week.
Well,
okay.
It's going to be a heated one.
Oh, it is going to be a heated one because we're passionate about it.
We are.
Because because it's been a struggle and it's not easy.
No, and it's our life.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
And don't forget to, well, no, we're being
don't
really,
forget to write us.
Passive aggressive now because we're human.
No, we'll be lovely. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And we do genuinely really appreciate it.
Of course, yeah. But I don't think many of you write us.
Yeah, so come on, lads.
So could you do that, please?
The passive aggression is going to come back out if you don't.
It is, because if you like the podcast, we're going to need you to work with us here.
Yeah, please.
Like, give us a little 5 stars on Spotify.
Because it may...
Or however many you feel
it means
deserve.
The world. It'll boost our podcast and then eventually...
We'll be famous and quit our jobs.
Yeah.
Joking. Okay. Anyway.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.